We are starting a new series of shiurim on Sha'ar Kavanos now. We're going to start from the beginning and just read through. We're going to be using a text called the Sha'ar Kavanos with a pirush called the Tiv HaKavanos to give us a little bit extra insight of what the Arizal is trying to say. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. Inyan Birkas HaShachar. When a person gets up in the morning, he says Birkas HaShachar. Okay, that's the way it works. It's like Shulchan Aruch. The Sha'ar Kavanos is like Shulchan Aruch. It's one of the Shmona Sha'arim. It's not found in the Etz Chaim. And as I've mentioned many times, the Sha'ar Kavanos is similar to, let's say, Shulchan Aruch in Pshat. In Pshat, Shulchan Aruch tells us what to do practically. Very difficult to discern through the Gemara what we're supposed to do, the Halacha Lemaisa, or let's say Halacha without the Maisa. So how do we go to the halacha? There's so many machloekisim in the Gemara. So we have something called, you know, the Shulchan Aruch. So this is the equivalent in Kabbalah called the Sha'ar Kavanos. So let's start. Hakdama achas ketana be'inyan tefillah. So he starts as follows. Pitchu sha'ariv ve'yavo bo tzadik shome imunim. Shome imunim. Okay, so let's see what he says over here in the Tiva Kavanos. Pasuk ze neema al zman gula v'kva katav amarcho leochirach b'rayot bruot ki biyat ha-Mashiach tal ye'ach v'rak b'limud kabbalah. The Rav Chaim Vital mentions in his Akdamas many times that the only way we can bring the Mashiach is through the limud of Kabbalah. And the only way to bring the world to its completion is through the limud of Kabbalah. Because sibat iku biat Mashiach, and the only reason Mashiach is not coming, and therefore it makes sense that to say that the reason why the Mashiach is not coming, because, said Rav Chaim Vital, and obviously he got it from his great master, the Rav Arizal, because we're not oisik in Kabbalah. Everybody's not oisik in Kabbalah. ושם בהקדמה בכללים של ועשה טוב הביא מאחור את התנאי של לימוד קבלה וכתב זה לשלום. And this is what he writes. ולכן בתפילה הכוונה כמו שכתוב בעזרת השם נמצא לפי זה של לימוד קבלה המקרא המקרב את גאולה אין שמכוון בכוונת בתפילתו. Therefore we have to learn קבלה. Now, what's Kabbalah nogea to? Which particular mitzvah? Nogea to every kavanah, every mitzvah, but especially by tefillah. And therefore, by doing the tefillah according to the Kabbalah, it's mekar of the gula. And that is why the Rav Chaim Vital starts his great sefer called Sha'ar Kavanos with this pasuk over here. Pitru shalim ve'yovo goy tzadik shomei emunim. The Hainu, שמחבן את הכוונות בתפילה, לפי פתח מערכות שעה כוונות בפסוק פיתחו שערי ויבוא גוי שום אמונים. למרוז, לרמוז, שבזכות לימוד שעה כוונות, to show you that the fact that you're learning שעה כוונות, it means you're learning כוונה, או בזכות שמחבן את בתפילות מצוות, and the זכות that you can apply it, right? It's ללמוד על מנת לעשות. You have to learn in order to do. ונזכה בקרוב במהרה לגאולה שלמה. We will be zoiche to the גאולה שלמה. Can you hear us? Amen. Now the last, there's four letters, the base Yud Nun Vav over there. And it says, Rashi Tevot, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. Let's continue. Rav Chaim Vital, Hagdama Achad Kitan. I'm going to give you a small Hagdama, says Rav Chaim Vital. Da, ki kol tefila hi ba'olam asiya. We know that every tefila, it starts off in the world of asiya. Vesod tefila le'ani. Like the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Kuf Beis Aleph, the Pasuk says, tefila le'ani. Vehi amalchut. What is that referring to? Tfila le'ani. Le'ani with the ayin. Means, ani means it's poor. So it refers to the malchut. Malchut is the poorest sphere that we have. It's called, in the Loshon HaZohar, it's called It's a sfira that leis legama klum. It has nothing for itself. She's like compared to the moon. The moon has no sun rays whatsoever, but why is she shining? Because she's a reflection of the sun. So the malchus, the spheres of malchus, has nothing of herself. She's called the poor. Hashoelet zerkeah mitpalelel el zer ampin. So how does she get her source? Because she herself prays to a higher palsuf called Zeampin. So Nukva, as a Malchut, is considered to be Nukva. And she prays to Zeampin. Now, in Tiv, we're going to read the Tiv now. Hagdama achas ketana, vihi nevai, bezat Hashem, hagdama, hagdama ktsar bihinei kavanot p'tfila, v'da'a ki kol t'fila hi ba'olam asiyah, kol t'filot she'anu mitpalim, anu mitaknim olam asiyah v'sod, תפילה נביאי מלכות שמלכות נקרא עולם עשייה ושואלת צורכיה מתפלל אל זה הפעם זה לשון הפסוק הוא תפילה לעני כי יעטוף לפני השם ישפוך שיחו אז את הפסוק פירושו של הפסוק כאן הוא תפילה לעני תפילה היא המלכות נקרא גם עני משום דלייסט מגמה כלום וכל שם שבא היא מקבלת מפרצוף מסבירוש מעלייה ולפני השם הוא זה ישפוך שיחו מלכות שופך ששיחתה מתפלל להשם שהוא פרצוף זה אוקיי, רק את תורי בקיצור that מלכות is that means נוקווה the זה is praying to זה סדר הרחי ויתה וסימניך ואני תפילה ואני תפילה. This is again a pasuk in the same capital in Kuf Tes. Sorry, the other one Kuf Beis. It's Kuf Tes. Pasuk Dalit. It says ani tefila. I am tefila. What does that mean? V'hine kol olam tachton mikabel shefa me'amalchut shel olam elyon mimenu. וכאשר המלכות היא בעולם מקומו היא נקראת זנב לאריות שהרי היא בדאגה יותר פתוחה פחותה באותו העולם אבל ברדתה למטה היא נקרא ראש לשואלים שהרי נעשת ראש לעולם התחתון נאמנה ונעשת ראש לעולם התחתון נאמנה ומלכות נקרא אני with א' להיות המידה היותר קטנה שישנה בעולמות והיא מדרגה יותר שמשה מדרגות וכמו טבע אני מורה על הגודל גילוי הרי אין אדם אומר אני אלא ביותר מתגלה אל זולתו לכן המלכות נקרא אני שהוא תכלית הגילוי והוא עבק יותר הנקרא עין שמחמת גודלתו הוא נעלם תכלית האלם וזה כשכתב כאן הרב זו תפילה שייכת למלכות מבנה אני שהיא המלכות היא נקרא תפילה אז אני אקספלן את יורי סנגו מה דוד המלך מין when he wrote אני תפילה I am תפילה What is he referring to? He's referring to the sphere of Malchut. The sphere of Malchut is the lowest of all. Malchut referring to Nukva. The Nukva is the lowest of all Patsufim. But vis-a-vis us, she's the highest of all. She's the highest Patsuf. She's the highest Patsuf that we have. Because when we look up, we see that she is on top of us. So she is nurturing us. She is the Pasuf we have to deal with. Now, she has two facets. When she's compared to the Pasuf, she's an Ani with an Ayin. She's nobody. She's a poor person. She's barren. She's listed the Galaklum. But Klape As, we're receiving from her, she becomes Ani with an Aleph. Ani with an Aleph meaning that she is Ani. Who says Ani? Ani, that's the I. That's Loshon Gilui. I am coming out on the surface. I am speaking. You're revealing yourself. So at that moment in time, when we give her Hashivas, when we pray to her, therefore we are giving Hashivas. She becomes the Ani Tfila. Ani Tfila. And therefore she thereby responds and gives us what we need. וזה הטעם שזה רב חיים איתה שכל לשון תפילה נכתב בתורה בלשון שפיכת נפש כמו שכתוב כמו שאמר כתוב וישפוך את נפשי לפני השם והיא בחינת מלכות והצילות או עולם עשייה נקרא נפש זה explains מה חמד כן התפילה נזכר בתוכנת לשון שפיכת נפש הוא מפני שהנפש הוא המלכות We know that when we're referring to the Ranchi and the different Patsufim, that means the Ranchim is Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechid. That's an abbreviation called Naranchim. Five different levels refers to the five different Patsufim. The five different Patsufim are Nukva, which is Malchut. Then you have Nukva. Sorry, Nukva is the first one, which is Malchut. The second one is Zeampin. Third one is Abba. Fourth one, the third one is Ima. Fourth one is Abba. And the last one is Arech. All corresponding to the Naranchi. So therefore, if we track back again, we find that Nukva or Malchus is Nefesh. And that's why saying every Tefillah, which is Nogeh to us, we are davening to what again? We're davening to the closest Patsuf and so on and so forth, which is Malchut, davening to the Shekhinah Kedosha, that she shall raise herself. And therefore, Malchus, we just said, is considered to be Nefesh. And that's why it's mentioned that every Lashon we find, or a lot of the Lashons we find, is called Nishpoch Nafshi, spilling of your soul. Why soul, Dafka? There's five different. Why not Nishpach Neshama or Chai Yechid, other portions of the Shul? The answer to that is because we're giving reference, and it's a remez to the Malchut. The Malchut is Nefesh. That's important to remember. Because the Bechinat Malchut Atzilut Olam Asiya Nikra Nefesh. Let's continue. New subject. Kavanat Shem Hashem B'Shomeya Tefillah. Now the Arizal is going to tell us a great secret over here. Now listen to this. Matzati katu b'sifrei ha'mikubalim. Rav Chaim Vital says I looked around in the writings of the mikubalim. Sha'omer shem ze hakadosh shomea tefila ein tefilato chozeret rikam v'lo. So I'm not going to say the name. There's a special holy name written over here. It's spelled Aleph Resh Yud Tav. And then Aleph at the end. That's the spelling. I'm not going to pronounce it. It's a very special name. And he says all those who are mechaven on that name in Shomea Tefillah, they can be guaranteed that their Tefillah is not going to return empty. So that's a very powerful statement. A very, you have to have broad shoulders for that. But obviously, if he's saying it, obviously it works. Now he writes as follows: V'lo katavti nikud aleph beta v'nikud shemot lefi she'ein anach otanu yodeya ma ad ma ad yashkif v'yarei Hashem mishamayim v'niras da'at echayin ki hu shem ze, and he says Hashem ki roshe tevotav hu echad rosh achduto rosh yichud tmurato echad. Now it's as follows. Now there's two levels in kavanas. One kavana is kavana stam, you mechaven on the letters, and there's another deeper, much more powerful level, which is being mechaven with the nekud. Nekud, which is the kamatz and the patach and the tzeri and the chirik and the shva and so on and so forth, shul and the chubuk. All those are tremendously powerful in the kavanas, and they represent the neshama of the ois. That means every letter is considered to be like the body of a person, and every nekud is considered to be the neshama of that body that brings alive the ois. And I'll prove it to you. If I would ask you to pronounce the letter Aleph, you wouldn't be able to do it because you don't know which nekud. It could be E, A, O, E, E. It could be anything, because you have to have, there are nine different choices, and thereby, without giving you the nekud, it's like a dead body. You have no way to pronounce the letter whatsoever. That's how powerful the nekud. The nekud is neshama. Said Rav Chaim Vital, we only have the tradition of the name, but we don't have the nekud. We don't have that tradition. He's being a big anav here. Right? So he says, I'm not going to make it up for you, even though I can probably get a very good educated guess, but he's not going to do that for us. But he says the name itself is very powerful, and the Rosh Tevas of this name, the Shem Hashem, is Echad Rosh Achduto Rosh Yichud Tmurato. Echad. So that is, he vouches that the name is a proper name, but the Nikud we don't have. Okay, so let's continue now. Now, next subject. Before the time of the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFlaga, היה הקדוש ברוך הוא משפיע שפע נשמתיו הקדושות, 60 רובו נשמות קדושות. עד דור המבול קיקול כל כך שבחר הקדוש ברוך הוא לקלותם, כדי לצרוף אותם בנוח ובניו. So at the beginning, הקדוש ברוך הוא created 600,000 souls. But the problem was that in the Dor HaMabul, they were so corrupted they decided to wipe them all out and reproduce them in the souls of Noah and the sons and his sons. As I'll explain later on. V'chein b'Dor HaFlaga ayu gam ken shefa neshama kedushot al derech kolel ad shepagum ba'avon ha'migdal. וחל כמה כשבור בשבעים שרים ובירה לישראל לו שנאמר כי חלק השם אמו. And the kashbor, what he did again, Dor HaFlaga again, another chance, but they blew it again in the Migdal. They decided to fight with Hashem. So kashbor spread them over 70 different lands, and he decided to choose one of those lands which was going to be called Yisrael, Klal Yisrael. So says the Tiv and Ot Tedvav, those who are following the text. Yesh omrim sheze miktivat ramak. This is the Tivat Ramak. So what we just read over here, this is the Hagdama, which is given by the Ramak, believe it or not. Omnam Hashemen. Okay, so it's a little bit of a question exactly who wrote this piece over here in the Shah Kavonis. Some say it's in the name of the Ramak, and some say it's the name of the Ramban. Okay. But whatever the case is, he's speaking, giving us the development of the world the way it proceeded. So we spoke about the Dor Flag, the Dor Mabul, the Dor HaFlaga, and it continues. Because Yisrael nichnas le'aretz, when Yisrael entered the world, into the aretz, ayu shishim ribo neshamot kedushot dor achad dor. There were 600,000 very holy souls. Ve'pogmu bo gam ken ba'avon avodah zarah shifchut damim glu yerot, and they did all different types of avodahs when they came in. והיה משלח להם נביאים להוכיח לראות את יחזרו בתשובה אם יחזרו בתשובה. And he sent them prophets on a shear to make them go to תשובה, כדי שלא יהיה צורך לעשות צירוף הצריר לנשמתם כמו חרב רב. He did that in order to prevent them from going through this tremendous יסורים in order to cleanse them. וכשהאבונות גברו ולא רצו לחזור בתשובה, when they continued doing what the bad, and they did not do תשובה רע בחוכמתו שצריך לעשות להם צירוף כלל, כולם. מפני שכבר לא יועיל להם להמית אותם במיטה כדר בני אדם שיחזרו בגלגול, כי האבונות גברו כמו בדור המבול, אז נרחב הבית. So Kodesh Bo realized that it wouldn't just help just to kill them, because killing just is nothing, just a transcendental thing that a person just, it's in transcendental phase where a person goes from one place to the other place. So by killing, what would happen is that the person would just automatically come back in a phase of Gilgul, be reincarnated in this world, and continue on his ways, but nothing would change, because their avers were so severe. So Kasubah had no choice but to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And that really took them to the lower level. V'im tom ha'avarotim sh'avdu avdazera b'dor acher,
או אותם שעמיתו לזכריה שבמקדש, לא קיבלו עונשם שכבר מתו. But what about those who already died before because we'll destroy the Beis HaMikdash? It's not fair. They didn't receive this tremendous tsar of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. So what happened? How did they get their tikkun? V'zeinu. Shekadosh Baruch Hu emitam kedei legalgelam v'otam atzman she'avdu avodah zarah b'dor acher o la'amito lezachariah. הם עצמם באו בגילגול לקבל עונשו בכל בן הבית. The Kodesh Baruch Hu got them somehow. The fact that they came back, they were caught up in the story of the Chorban, or they died for different reasons. Nobody escaped the punishment. Kol echad kibel onsho kifi mashechato. Everybody received what they deserved. V'yesh nene ba'avira me'atz, yaruk v'tzar yoter nekar, v'ef sheshemut b'tekev. So a person who doesn't have avira, but this is a light avira, he's going to die a light death. V'yesh nema harbe, and some profit a lot from their chet, bal be'ilot harbe kedome, and he's not careful in himself when it comes to the bris kodesh. So, ish hazeh, yad karuhu v'yichye yeme mispa ra'a v'chosek kol v'yire et banav shochtim la'enav chazal sholom v'akol midah b'mishkal kedei l'marak kol echad kifi ma shechet. Again, these are not punishment. We translate the word as punishment, but it's not really a punishment. It is a cleansing process for the negativity the person attracts to himself by doing an avera. V'otam b'nei Yisrael, and those who have survived the Chorban Abayit, Hayakur Metzach Vlehivi Kol Otam Nishamot Shenaogu, and they were the new Hayakur Metzach Vlehivi Kol Otam Nishamot Shenaogu, the Kach Bimei Agalut Bavel Ubebet Hashene Ayu Parim V'Rabim Abe. So therefore they survived the Beis HaMikdash for a reason, because the person really didn't do the Avera, and they continued Klal Yisrael. So Ad Kan. So again, it's not really the Derech of Rav Chaim Vital to speak like this, and that's why they're mentioning this is more on the signon, the style of writing of either the Ramak or the Ramban. So let's continue in the words of the Arizal. New section. Asu L'Adam Mipa'el Tfilato Be'atzvon. Says the Arizal, new siman, that it's also to pray while you are depressed, meaning that's false. Asul adam nipaleel tfilato be'atzvon. That means he shouldn't. Obviously, if he has no choice, he has to pray, he cannot miss tfilah. But rather, a person's feeling not up to tfilah, maybe he should wait a little bit. Maybe he should maybe listen to some music, put him back into a right state of mind. And when he's in the right state of mind, there's going to be no comparison to his tfilah before he did this and afterwards. V'im nasekach, ein neshamo yichol lekabel or elyon nimshach elyon bebeit ha'tfilah. Meaning as follows: the person prays, and what happens when you pray? When you pray, you're sending up a transmission. You're sending a transmission up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Said, I want new energy. I want shef. I want this. I want that. I want panasa. I want this. You have all the bekashas that you find in Shmona Esrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. I have endless sources that I can source out anything that you need in any different way, at any moment in the time. But the problem is, when he tries to give it to you, when a person's in a state of atzvus, which is depression or sadness, he is not in a receptive frequency, let's put it that way. And therefore, since he's not receptive to the new Sheva, he's sort of really defeated himself, you know, shot himself in the foot. He is not able to receive what usually he should have really deserved. But again, it's his own fault because he was not in a receptive state of mind. Omna be'ed shemitvadei avidui b'prat chata'av az tov lita'atzeh bilvad. Now, when it comes to this section of tefillah which is called vidui, then a person on the opposite side should really feel a little bit of sadness in his heart. And even if he knows he's a tzaddik, he doesn't know any chet, again, he should have sadness for Klal Yisrael in general.
That's why the Lashon Avidu is plural. Chatanu, Avinu, Pashanu. That you're not only saying the Avidu for yourself, you're saying Avidu for Klal Yisrael. You should then at that point have a little bit of sadness about B'shat Tefillah, but the rest of the Tefillah, Nimshach Lo Nezek Nifla Gadol Adei Tzvuto. It's a very negative thing to be in a bad state of mind, in a low state of mind, low frequency of spirit. It's a very negative thing. A person is trying to draw down positive energy and he's in a negative state, that won't work. Positive and negative won't work. Not to be confused with a state of fear and awe in the eyes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's not the same thing as depression. That's obvious. You should be in a very happy state. Like a person that is serving his master because he loves his master with all the joy in his heart. But if a person serves his master in depression, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, you're forcing yourself, I don't even need your service, out. And by the way, he says, it's not a small thing. A person wants to reach a point where he can say, I'm a Baal Ruach HaKodesh, he wants to receive messages from heaven. He says, Rav Chaim Vital, the secret is to be happy. Interesting. And there are reasons for this, but we can't go into it right now. Ben be'et tefilato, whether he's praying, ben she'ose eze mitzvah, misha mitzvah. Even if a person is loved after praying, but he's doing a mitzvah, he also can receive messages from Hashem. V'kimo she'amu, b'gemar ra'ahu de'ave, kav dach tova, v'ama tefilin, kaye menachana,
so this is a tremendous segula for a person who wants to receive messages and speak with Hashem and understand what he's saying to him. It's the besimcha.
So let's just read over here the Tiva Kavana, the word besayim.
Ben shoseh eze mitzvah misham mitzvah, shoseh adam misham mitzvah, chutz me mitzvah tefillah, gam hu yesh chiyuv lasot besimcha.
So even a person does a mitzvah, any mitzvah, putting up a mezuzah or making a bracha, a person should be in extreme happiness, and that will in return, me the connect me, the customer will be happy and receive, and you will be able to receive Sheva. Like the Gemara says, Ba'u ahu, Ba'u ahave kavdach tova. So let's see what it means. The Gemara, which is found in Brocha, Staf Lamed Amud Bey, says, Abaye ave yetiv kamei de Rabba. Abaye was sitting in front of Rabba. Chazia da ave ka badach tova. And he saw that he was in a tremendous happy mood, right? Abaya wasn't sitting in front of Rabba, and Rabba was, he looked like he was over the moon. Amai, Amar, Vigilu, Berada, Ktiv. And he said to him that you have to have happiness and fear. Happiness in fear. Amar le, Anat, Filim, Manchana. Pirush Rashi, Shet Filim, Emedut, Shemamshelet, Koni, ומושחתו עליי. אבל אריזה מפרש גמר בדרך אחרת, כיוון שאני מניח תפילים, לכן אני בשמחה גדולה, ואני מקיים מצוות עשה של הנחת תפילים. אחרי פירוש רבינו יונה, איך אפשר שהבאי אהבה שמח ללא דבר מצווה? כיוון שהשמחה אין בה מצווה, אסור, אלא ודאי, תפילין, מנחה, אנחנו עצמנו של שמחה, מצווה, אני שמח, כי חולה הייתי במאיה, ולא יכלתי להניע תפילין זה כמה ימים, ועכשיו נתרפאתי, אני שמח בקיום מצווה, וזו בתוך חפסיבה. So I explain this follows. So it wasn't that Rabbi was happy, the Rabbi Nyon, the way the Rabbi Nyon explains is that it was Abaye was happy. So Abaye was sitting in front of Rabbi, and Rabbi noticed that Abaye is thrilled and he's so happy, and he says, ah, you have to have, you have to really control your simcha, right? It says, the Gilu Berada, you have to have trepidation for Hashem. Trepidation, so what are you so happy? And he says, you know why I'm happy? Because I'm wearing tefillin. He's waiting to release. So what's the big high? Because if we know that everybody they're doing a mitzvah, has to be b'simcha, because the story was with Abaye for many days. He had a sickness in his stomach, and you know when you have a sickness, that type of sickness, you have to often go to the bathroom. Therefore, you're not allowed to wear tefillin. So he was not capable to do this particular mitzvah for many days, and finally he was able to do the mitzvah. After a few days, he was absolutely over the moon. Absolutely over the moon. So that's a siman that a person, when he's doing a mitzvah, that's what the Arizal is learning, pshat, not like Rashi, that a person while doing mitzvah has to be really, really besimcha. And the Arizal is adding that somebody can actually become a Baal Ruach HaKodesh by doing this. Okay, so we'll stop it now, and we'll continue next week.